Well, it's a vexed issue because sort of planning, future workforce planning has been attempted in this country for at least 30 years. I remember times when all the rage was geologists, and then the universities just got onto that and said, yep, we've got to produce more geologists, by which time a particular mining boom had passed and there were a whole lot of unemployed geologists. And I know probably peaking, what, about the year 2000 was an ICT boom in this country, and people were then saying that there's a high unemployment rate amongst ICT graduates. So the danger of asking governments to do most of the planning is that the governments, with all respect to ourselves, are not much smarter or no smarter, in fact, than business people. And so, you know, any notion of, well, we'll get a computer model, get ASIL Tasman or its rivals to model all the demands for this, doesn't mean that those demands will actually materialise in the timeframe that is being projected. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't do anything. What we can do is support the skills development in this country, as we've talked about. I don't know how to go about saying to young people, do ICT even if you don't want to. I don't know what role there is for governments to sort of drag people along and tell them to do a particular university course. So all I'm doing really is saying it's a lot harder than it would seem. I mean, often the private sector thinks that governments have got some great fonts of wisdom and therefore can produce accurate projections into the next decade. We will work with the sector to make sure that as much as we possibly can, we anticipate and deal with those problems. There are problems in other sectors of the economy too. I won't spend any more time on this, but the average age of teachers is more than 50 years of age. There's a big issue there. Do we say, well, we won't worry about teachers, we'll do something else? There are enormous workforce skills shortages facing this country. I think you said that there's a huge contribution, 97% of the contribution of jobs will come from the developing world, and that's not a bad idea either, making sure that we've got access to those people. I think what's going to happen in the 21st century, frankly, the big story of the 21st century will be hopefully the great mobility of a pool of talented and highly trained individuals, so that we don't concentrate too heavily on saying we've got to have our own homegrown talent, that we create the conditions where Australia is a really attractive place for people to come. That doesn't mean they have to be here for the rest of their lives. They could come, make a contribution, go home, just like our expatriates do. So I reckon, I have a feeling that that's actually going to be a more realistic solution than asking my department or Julia Gillard's department. I know you're not suggesting this, but to sort of somehow fix the problem. I think we should produce as much skill and talent as we possibly can as Australia, and then compete really aggressively in the international market to see and make sure that we're attractive through, obviously, lifestyle, beautiful state of Western Australia, tax, and all of the other aspects that are really important to people making a decision where they're going to go. But I just finished, I'm sorry I've gone on a little long here. I think increasingly the big phenomenon of the 21st century is the idea of people saying, I'm born in this country, but I'm going, you know, for an adventure around the world. We've got to make sure we're attractive to those adventurers.